USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Some of the peaceful Freedom Convoy protesters in Canada against COVID mandates by the Canadian government have been arrested. Leaders Chris Barber and Tamara Leach have been taken into custody. Tammy, a day before she was arrested, knew the repercussions for standing up for freedom.
I'll probably be going somewhere tomorrow where I'll be getting 3 square meals a day. And that's okay. I'm okay with that. And I want you to know that I'm not afraid. It is breaking my heart. You guys, I just want you to stay strong.
Described as the most intense rainfall in decades, well over 100 people have died from floods and landslides that swept through the mountain city of Petropolis, nestled in the mountains above the city of Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water project, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15. Decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
Black Lives Matter is being slammed for posting bail on a man attempting a political assassination.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is slamming the Louisville Black Lives Matter chapter for helping bail out an alleged shooter.
Less than 48 hours after this activist tried to literally murder a politician, the radical left bailed their comrade out of jail.
McConnell is referring to Quintez Brown, who's free on $100,000 bail after allegedly opening fire in the office of mayoral candidate Craig Greenberg. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Government funding was set to expire Friday. Thursday, the Senate voted 65-27 to pass a stopgap measure to avoid a government shutdown again. The resolution extends funding through March 11th and amplifies how Washington cannot come together to support a long-term budget. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
Have you stopped taking your statin? Over half of people will stop taking a statin in the first year due to muscle pain. Marley Drug offers the next generation statin, pitavastatin, which is different from most statins and has low rates of muscle pain. With a prescription, you can get pitavastatin for $1 a day. No insurance needed. Stop putting up with statin pain and call Marley Drug at 800-460-2510. That's 800-460-2510 or go to marleydrug.com.
Not available in Vermont or Alabama.
The peaceful protesters in Canada by truckers demanding an end to Canada's freedom-killing COVID mandates are now being arrested by Prime Minister Trudeau's police force. One shop owner in Ottawa was forced to shut down because she chose to support freedom. Tammy Giuliani on Fox News.
Never in my 56 years have I ever experienced a country so divided, so full of hatred towards friends and neighbors. Someone draped a large bed sheet over our sign, and the sign read, Tammy supports terrorists.
As more people see the political tyranny in Canada, some Americans are choosing not to be outdone when standing up for freedom. In fact, American mothers are getting behind the People's Convoy, a U.S. protest calling for the end of COVID-19 pandemic mandates. Organizer Maureen Steele on Newsmax Thursday.
The mothers are coming out swinging, and they are busy supplying up the truckers, doing care packages, food, water, all of that, to get to the truckers for this convoy.
Oh, we have LGBTQ groups even jumping onto this convoy. The word patriotic seems to have taken on a negative connotation with the very far left as being, tinfoil hat-wearing conspiracy theorists, are now the new patriots. But that is not true. They can't change Webster's dictionary. We are just freedom-loving, country-loving people, as we all should be.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.